This morning our text is our title. It's 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. Love is patient. In preparation for that sermon, though, I'd like to read a passage from the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 34. If you would stand for the reading of God's Word. Exodus 34, beginning in verse 4. So Moses cut two tablets of stone like the first, and he rose early in the morning and went up on Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation? And Moses quickly bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped, and he said, If now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, please let the Lord go in the midst of us, for it is a stiff-necked people. And pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. The word of the Lord. St. John says that God is love. And if we are to understand love at all, we need to try to get some glimpse of God, some estimate of what God is all about in His loving character. And if we are to be God-like, that is to shorten up the English into the adjectival form godly, God-like, we need to know something about that love in order to imitate Him and to follow after Him in love. In other words, we need to be exhorted in two ways. We need to be exhorted as to how to understand our Lord and our God. We need to get a glimpse of Him as Moses sought so desperately to get, as God revealed Himself, opening up to Moses in many ways, as the New Testament writer says, speaking to Moses face to face, as it were, and yet God seemed to always be enshrouded in the cloud. And that's the way it is for us. It's kind of frustrating sometimes, but it must be that way. For God's glory is such that we could not stand and we could not survive were we to see His unveiled glory. But we know one thing about our God. Over and over and over, He has proven it in His dealing with humanity, principally His people Israel, and then as the gospel of Israel expanded to the Gentiles and to all the nations and has come to us, the light of the glorious gospel beams forward and says to us, God is love. God is love. God so loved the world. Herein is love. God commendeth His love toward us. So if we're to understand what God expects of us, we must know what He has done Himself. And we won't belabor this point because it's the heart of the gospel and it's preached from this pulpit repeatedly time and time again. And we've even introduced this series a few weeks ago by talking about the love of God. But it's interesting that the framework, God is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Actually, the whole burden of our lesson this morning is to come to grips with one Greek word. And it's not an easy word to come to grips with because it's difficult to assign a meaning. I am glad that our English Standard Version, our official text here at PCPC, at least consistently translates it by the word patience. Love is patient. And everywhere this Greek word appears in the New Testament, the ESV has consistently and faithfully translated it patient. So love is patient. But concomitant with that meaning are a number of meanings. The word is makrothumia. Makrothumia. And it's used quite a few times in the New Testament by writers, all the writers, as a matter of fact, the Catholic writers as well as all in the Pauline epistles. Macrothumia. It means, in its secular usage, essentially patience and forbearance, although it came to mean resignation or forced acceptance. And since there is an element of time, kind of a putting off and a forbearing and a long suffering, it came to even mean, in some nuances, procrastination. In other words, it is a deliberate refusal to act upon a right. That's what forbearance is. Forbearance is a bit of a legal term. Forbearance says that you have a right to do something. You have a right to execute a judgment. You have a right to exact a penalty. But you don't. You forbear. And Paul in Romans says that it's this forbearance, this patience, this kindness, this willingness to put up with is the attribute of God that leads us to repentance. The fact that God can exact a penalty upon us, just like He could ancient Israel for their disobedience. This particular episode that I read about in the book of Exodus came after the deliverance that God had brought upon His people. It came after the giving of the law at Sinai. It came after the worship of the golden calf and the great apostasy and rebellion of God's people against its very liberating, redeeming love. And Moses recognized these people deserved to be punished by God, in fact, to be eliminated from God's covenant. And the Lord says, no, that's not who I am. I am gracious, merciful, kind, slow to anger, long-suffering, forbearing. Are you beginning to get the picture of what the Scripture is calling for? That's what love is like in the heart of God, and that's what love should be like in our hearts. Now, that's not an easy thing to grasp. And all of the writers of the New Testament, Paul in several places, he lists this macrothumia as one of the nine fruit of the Spirit. Patience, forbearance, forgiveness, a willingness to delay the punishment, a waiting patiently upon a person to come around and to respond to kindness instead of severity. It's a difficult thing to grasp, and the authors of the New Testament constantly push us forward to it. Peter, James, John, they all use this word in exhorting Christians to Christian character. This is the more excellent way, the way of love, and it is forbearance. One of Jesus' disciples during Jesus' ministry had difficulty with this particular concept, and the Lord told a parable to help him a little bit. And as I conclude this morning, let me read that parable for you. It's lengthy, but it's a good story, and it tells us what the Lord's love is like and what He's asking of us. As we love, love is patient. Listen. Peter came up to the Lord and said, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience, macrothumia, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of the servant released him and forgave him the debt. There's the Lord forgiving you. Now the rest of the story. Now, when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay me what you owe." So the fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." And he refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported it to their master, all that had taken place. Then the master summoned the servant and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I have mercy on you?" And in anger, the master delivered him to the jailer until he should pay all his debt, which I remind you was 10,000 talents. Jesus concludes, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Jesus says, "My Father is patient, forbearing, forgiving, long-suffering, gracious." He expects you to be.